If you're searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home. Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL, 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com, and we are here every single Monday through Friday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon here on WROL. And you can also hear us on your favorite podcast platform, and you can also hear us at our parish website, stanthonyalston.org. That's stanthonyalston.org. Well, we're talking this week of what we want to accomplish for Lent. And a lot of people look at Lent as that time to give up a habit or turn away from sin, which is fine, which is important. But we also want to understand this within the concept of good Christian spirituality. And one of the very powerful classics of spirituality is the Interior Castle. And what that is from Saint Teresa of Avila, and she talks about walking into a interior castle. It's in the terms of a castle, but obviously she's speaking from a spiritual perspective. And so the first two rooms in the castle have reptiles in them, just like lizards and everything walking around. Now, you have to understand, this was written in 16th century Spain. So what she's talking about is what you may find in an actual house or a mansion or whatever at the time. And obviously she didn't live in a mansion. She did live in a monastery, but she didn't live in a mansion. But she's talking about this because whose mansion is it? It is God's. So she's giving us that understanding. Well, what she's talking about is if you're walking into a regular house, you're going to find some animals that will sneak in with you. And we may find that experience in our own homes. And obviously you want to push them out. Well, what she's talking about there is as you walk through the interior castle, which is the entire theme of the book, the very first two rooms are those reptiles, are those sinful habits you want to turn away from. And so it's not a matter of I choose to follow the Lord and all of a sudden I'm in the inner room. It's a journey she talks about. So when we talk about using Lent to turn away from sin and turn away from bad habits, that's fine. But remember, that's just the beginning point. So if we focus strictly in Lent on those two aspects, then we are literally just focusing on the beginning point of all of spirituality. So what I want to focus on during Lent this year is drawing us closer to the Lord, which means that we want to go beyond those two ante-rooms, so to speak, ante, meaning before, those two ante-rooms. And so therefore, if you use Lent only to focus on turning away from sin or turning away from a bad habit, then you're really focused on your entire Lenten journey to be in one of two ante-rooms in that image coming to us from St. Teresa of Avila. So I'm really, our Lent, I want people to be focused on getting to a deeper place in this journey. And that's where I'm focusing on for Lent. So yesterday we talked about being in a time of silence, being in a place of silence, even if it's only for 5 minutes. And I even gave him the example of one place, if you happen to be in Manhattan, one place you can go in a place of silence is it right at the, I believe it's St. Francis Church, right there on 6th Avenue, just a few blocks up from Penn Station. You can literally go there. It's amazing how many churches are open all the time in Manhattan, including St. Patrick's, obviously, but St. Patrick's Cathedral over there on 5th Avenue, right across from Tiffany's. Tiffany's still there, whatever, but right up there. So it's amazing how many churches are open in Manhattan, which is why I get irritated when churches are not open in our area, because I'm like, if they're open in Manhattan, why can't they be open here? So anyway, we're talking about that. So there you see this reality of places where you can go and sit in silence, even if it's only for 5 minutes, that's powerful. Even if it's only 5 minutes before the Blessed Sacrament, that's powerful. We're going to talk more on the other side of the break. You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL and on your favorite podcast platform. Do remember, you have a standing invitation to our 10 o'clock AM Mass every single Sunday. So if you'd like to come to Mass, know that that's our chanted Mass, and that's where I chant the Mass parts and you chant the response, mostly in the Liturgy of the Eucharist. So if you'd like to experience St. Anthony Parish, come and experience. However, you might say, well, I'm not ready to contribute yet, and I don't want to look like I'm sitting there hands hanging. Well, no one's going to notice that. No one's looking around saying, oh, what's going on? No one does that. But if you do feel self-conscious, here's what I want you to do. Write the word radio down on a piece of paper and put that into the collection basket. That's all. That's all. And that lets us know another contribution you're making to the Mass, which is your presence, which is so important to us. So, if you don't currently call a local parish home and you want to sit in on a Sunday Mass, this standing invitation is for you. Come on down to St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. And remember, we are conveniently located just a stone's throw from Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. But please don't throw the stone. By the way, don't forget our website, ST for SaintAnthonyAlston.org. That's SaintAnthonyAlston.org. So we're talking about this journey that we want to make during Lent. And so one of the important things is to spend some time in silence and keeping in mind that, yes, Lent is a time where you can turn away from sin and you can turn away from bad habits, but if you focus on that exclusively, then in the image I gave earlier about walking into the interior part of a castle, which would be God's castle, you'd never get beyond the first two rooms. So that's an important distinction. So our focus can include this, but not make that the end all and be all. So what you want to do is spend some time daily in silence, and then maybe even if you can, maybe spend a little bit more time on a day off or something else in a chapel or someplace. Now remember, the silent part is not what surrounds you, although that helps. The silent part is you being silent. So don't engage in any of your electronic things during this time unless you're going to do some spiritual reading and your spirituality is on a an ebook. But aside from that, do consider don't engage, don't use Twitter, don't check your email, don't do any of that stuff. Maybe you want to have a focal point, and if you're in your home, I've said that before, and you're looking for some place to be focused on, click on YouTube, one of the live Eucharistic streaming channels, the channels of Eucharistic adoration that streams live. You can always take a tape version, but I just feel funny looking at a tape. There's nothing wrong with that, but I prefer live. So if I do that, I always go to the live streaming and just spend some time in silent prayer, you know, thoughts will come to your mind and you just let them go. Don't focus on them. Don't try to get rid of them. Just let them go. And just spend some time looking at the Lord in the Eucharist, whether it's at a chapel or whether it's on YouTube or whatever the case may be. And consider that as an important distinction. And there are many chapels you can go do that. Was it St. Patrick's in Natick? Over there in Natick has adoration 24/7, I believe. So there's a place there. There are a lot of churches that are open where you can sit before the tabernacle. There's a lot of places where you can do all this adoration if you want, or you can do it at home, or you can find something else. For example, if you have some kind of painting or something like that you'd like to sit in front of, and it doesn't necessarily have to be a religious painting. It can be something, for example, of nature that you look at and you think of the Lord, or you can be out in your backyard, or you can be out on your front porch or whatever the case may be, and just bring everything to prayer, maybe in silent prayer, and ask the Lord to guide you in this, and just maybe be focused on what you see around you, and do that as a way of drawing further beyond just turning away from sin and bad habits. So this is what you want to do, because what we want to see for Lent, what we want to see, you know, hopefully God wants to see that, but that's our focus. What does God want? What we're really praying for during this time is when Lent is over, that we are closer, we have a deeper experience with the Lord during this Lenten time that'll carry us for the rest of the year. We're going to talk more tomorrow. In the meantime, have yourself a blessed day, and we will see you tomorrow. See you then. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home.